The Dream Defenders are a coalition of black and brown students from colleges throughout the state who believe their legacy will be defined by decisive action, like confronting the governor with their own dream agenda. They say they're committed to replacing jails with schools, ending the illegal war on the undocumented, and dismantling the systems that criminalize people of color. The group was founded last April in the wake of the Trayvon Martin killing. The Dream Defenders will hold a press conference at the Capitol on Tuesday, which will feature six speakers, one of them a 22-year-old psychology major from the University of Central Florida, Marie Paul. Paul was born in Haiti and moved to Florida at the age of five. She joined the Dream Defenders last November and says her life hasn't been the same since.
I knew that I wanted to do it, but it wasn't until I went to our Congress, our first annual Congress, which was about a week or so afterwards, that I felt at home, you know, like I was around just all these amazingly strong and intelligent and outspoken people, and it was my first time ever, like, being around a group that passionate about issues that I was that passionate about as well.
Now, I notice on the website that your group cites Gandhi and Martin Luther King as some of your inspirations. Tell me what's behind that.
I guess it's just the fact that we share both their vision and their methods, in the sense that, you know, we want equal treatment across the board. I mean, obviously, it isn't the 50s, and it isn't the 60s anymore, so racism isn't as visible, would be a good word to say it. But there are still systems sort of working to keep us marginalized, and just the way we go about it. So we just believe in nonviolent civil disobedience as a means to achieve equal human rights.
Let's talk about Tuesday. Now, Dream Defenders from all over the state will be gathering up in Tallahassee for the opening of the new session. And you're bringing with you a plan called a Dream Agenda that you're going to present to the governor. What are some of the highlights on that agenda?
I'm super excited about the Dream Agenda. Basically, it just includes like a list of issues that we're going to be tackling and focusing on immediately. And some of those are voter suppression. So basically, we're going to be working on a campaign to just ensure folks that folks are able to exercise their right to vote. And then, of course, immigration. And we want to make sure that people have a fair shot at coming and staying in the U.S. We definitely want to address Stand Your Ground, which is a law we feel that promotes violence and has been used to, I mean, undoubtedly target and slaughter black and brown folks. I mean, look at Trayvon Martin, look at Jordan Davis. And there was a young Hispanic male that this happened to about a month or so ago as well. We have been working on the school to prison pipeline for a while. I would say it's probably the number one issue. And that is basically just the disturbing national trends where children are being sort of ushered out of the public school system and being sort of ushered into, you know, the criminal justice system, so like jail cells. And that's because things, minor infractions that normally would have gotten you like a slap on the wrist, so like detention, and like talking back to your teacher or disrupting class, now those are offenses that can get you arrested and hauled off to jail.
So what would be one of your recommendations to getting that to change? What would you be asking the governor and state lawmakers to do?
Well, one of the things we definitely want to address is the zero tolerance policy, because, again, that power doesn't need to be, like, outsourced to reprimand children. It needs to, especially the people who don't know how to reprimand children. So it needs to stay within the hands of the faculty. That's something that we're definitely going to be addressing. And then we also want to touch on prison privatization, which is a system that basically promotes the mass incarceration and criminalization of individuals, especially black and brown folks, as well as immigrants, in order to profit off of them.